Hey, hey, I'm Shauna A, and you're listening to The Delightful Audiosodes. These are mini episodes designed to spark inspiration and provide practical tips for therapists looking to diversify their professional income and achieve lucrative, fulfilling careers beyond the couch. You're listening to Season 2, Episode 7, Creativity Unleashed, Generating Ideas with Confidence. If you ever found yourself staring at a blank page, feeling stuck when it comes to new ideas for your business or your content or even your offers, this episode is for you. Creativity isn't something you're either born with or not. It's a skill that can be developed. Today, we're going to break down how you can tap into your creativity, generate fresh ideas with confidence, and turn those ideas into real action. Let's get into it. So first things first, know that creativity is a muscle, not magic. Many therapists I work with say, I'm not creative, but the truth is, creativity isn't something you either have or don't. It's a muscle that strengthens with practice. The reason we struggle with idea generation is because we second guess ourselves. We judge an idea before we even let it develop. Creativity thrives when we give ourselves permission to explore, to be wrong, and to refine. I think creativity is like brainstorming in a team meeting. There's no bad ideas, only ideas that can be shaped into something meaningful. The next part is using the magic framework to generate ideas. And if you remember a couple episodes back, we talked about the magic framework, but we're gonna review it again. So magic is my framework for leveraging skills and taking action. M and M, mindset and mastery, means that your creativity is only as strong as your mindset. If you believe there are right and wrong ideas, you block your creativity. Instead, allow yourself to think expansively. A and A, assess and align, means that you're looking at the skills, the strengths, and the experience you already have. What problems do people come to you for your help with? Your ideas don't just have to come from scratch. They can be refinements of what you already do well. G is for generate. This is where the idea flow happens. This is where you mind map, you voice note, you use sticky notes, whatever works for you. The goal is to brain dump, then refine, then create a plan. I is for implement. An idea without action is just a thought. So you take one idea and you break it down into the small step you can take towards making it real. And then C is all about connections. You run your ideas past people you trust, your peers, your mentors, or even potential clients, and you start talking about how the idea can be refined. I'm going to give you a 3-step confidence formula for new ideas. Because even when we generate great ideas, the hardest part is trusting ourselves enough to execute them. So here's how you're going to build up that confidence. One, you want to take a very small step first, and you're going to test it. Instead of launching something huge, test it in a low stakes way. That could be sharing a post, it could be asking a question, or even providing a mini workshop. Two, you're going to ask for feedback. Get direct input from your audience before you spend weeks working on something that no one asked for. And three, you want to commit to execution. At some point, you have to stop tweaking and start doing. Ideas don't create success, action does. And now it's time for your homework. Your homework this week, I want you to take 10 minutes to do a brain dump of ideas related to your business. This could be content ideas, new services, collaborations, or creative ways to expand your income. You're going to pick one idea that excites you and commit to testing it in a small way. And if you want hands-on support turning your ideas into real income, I have 3 ways to help. One, the Thriving Practice Blueprint. The Thriving Practice Blueprint was set to start February 19th. However, I decided to move it up to give people a chance to join my 12-week group coaching program to help you start and grow a profitable private practice from the ground up. The next way to work with me is through customized coaching. This is one-on-one guidance tailored to your specific business goals, whether that's marketing, pricing, or expanding your services. And if you need clarity fast, you might want to spend a day mapping out your entire strategy so you can execute with confidence. VIP strategy day is for you. I'm going to share the links on how you can work with me in the show notes. So to recap, creativity isn't something you just have. It's something that you cultivate. You want to do these 3 things. One, give yourself permission to explore ideas without judgment. Two, use the magic framework to tap into your existing skills and refine your ideas. And three, build confidence by testing, getting feedback, and taking action. You have the ideas. Now it's time to turn them into momentum. I'd love to hear on what you're working on. Feel free to reply to this email, send me a message, and let me know what idea you're running with this week. Hey, hey, thank you so much for tuning in. If this episode was helpful, be sure to leave a review and share it with other therapists who need to hear it. You can also find me on Instagram and TikTok at The Delightful Clinician for more business building insights. Until next time, keep building, keep growing, and keep making magic happen in your business. Bye for now.